This is the Ambitious Audacious Woman with ADHD podcast, helping women just like you create empowering mindsets, develop emotional mastery, and tap into their healthy power. So you are able to create the business, the relationships, and the life that you really desire. I'm Katie Stibbs, and I will be sharing with you how you can create transformation, working with your beautiful, but sometimes challenging ADHD mind. Hello, gorgeous woman. I hope I find you well this week. Thank you, as always, so much for joining me. And I've got to say, even though there's daffodils everywhere and there's been snowdrops, it is blooming freezing again. And quite frankly, I would love to be, even in Spain, not too far away, sun on my face right now. That is what I am really, really calling in. Little trip abroad. Oh, sun on my face. What is it that brings you a little bit of pleasure? And I can actually experience that sun on my face from just kind of sitting here and imagining and bringing in memories. And so that is what I'm going to have to do with for the time being. Now, this episode is about a number of things, but it is firstly about procrastination and why you are not lazy, because you procrastinate, even though you might be berating yourself on a daily basis. And we procrastinate because our bodies are in a kind of a threat state. Our nervous systems are dysregulated. And so if you have a to-do list as long as your arm, if you have laundry in baskets in various rooms in your house, if you find yourself scrolling kind of vacantly, lost in thoughts on your phone about all the things that you know that you have to get done that you are not doing, it is not a time for self-shaming. You know, our internal critical voice can be vicious at these times of overwhelm and procrastination. You know, we're putting it off, we'll do it tomorrow, then we make a pledge to ourselves and a commitment that we will do it tomorrow, and then, you know, we just return and start the cycle again. But what is really happening is your body is going into a freeze state, your sympathetic nervous system is being triggered. So this freeze state is inbuilt in us. It's kind of an autonomic state. And actually, it's involuntary. So it's not about you being lazy. It's not about you not having enough willpower. Because let's face it, you know that you have the willpower of, you know, who's got really good willpower, but you know, you've done many amazing things when you give yourself enough credit to look back and think about all the things that you've done. So when your body is going into this free state, your body's actually protecting you. It's not allowing you to push through this, the relentless push through that we can sometimes have. Instead, it's going into a kind of hibernation state. And it is doing it so we can reserve our energy. So actually, it makes sense when you look at it like that. So we freeze when we are feeling really blooming tired, when we are in a stage where we haven't got our sleep hygiene is not good. We're not getting enough sleep. We can often feel kind of disassociated from our bodies, that kind of vacant out of body experience. And oftentimes we can feel really kind of paralyzed, so immobilized. So if that resonates with any of you, this is not you being lazy and procrastinating. This is your body's response to all of these outside triggers. And then we get stuck in a cycle because obviously our thoughts and our self-talk and our inner critic is really getting energy. And it's keeping us locked in this kind of guilty, shameful cycle. And then the body feels more danger, even more threat. And then it locks down and freezes as a result. So I just really want you to notice when this is happening for you. And instead of going into that preconditioned response of kind of the critical voice, just take a moment to notice and to remember my words that this is not laziness or procrastination. It is a simple response in your body to reserve and protect your energy because you have overextended yourself in some way, whether that is on a physical level, an emotional level. You have, your output has been way too much, and the body in response to support us actually locks down and it freezes. So let's reframe that this week. If that is what you are experiencing. And also when it's happening, right, okay, I'm going to ground myself. I am going to walk, feel the earth beneath my feet. Just that motion of walking really allows us to kind of reground and get back into our bodies. And obviously the breath. Few simple breaths, extending the belly and then exhaling. Because really what is happening, I mean, I do a lot of work with energy centers, with clients, and every day with myself, because I move my energy and I really take care to look into all of my energy centers to clear anything that needs to be cleared, to fill up with that healthy power, restore, get rid of any kind of resistance or any energetic interference. And it is this process that brings us and our attention and our focus into our body, into our system. And it's a powerful, powerful thing. While we're on this subject of powerful things, you know, the breath, I did a holotropic breath work class last week, and it was so incredibly powerful. But potentially you've got to be so careful of powerful breath work if you do not know what you're doing and you don't have people that know what they're doing around you. And it sounds ridiculous to somebody that's never done any breath work before. What? Breathing? But my goodness, it could be absolutely incredible, but you've got to know what you're doing because it wakes up energy, it shifts things. It's extremely powerful. You can start hallucinating. You can, you know, it can be incredibly healing. Do not get me wrong, but do not underestimate the power of the breath. Anyway, back onto topic. You know, it's noticing when we're going into that freeze response and then getting out into, I always get out into nature, deep breathing, walking, getting back in touch, kind of that thawing out. So you know, when we're in that response, we've got to come back into ourselves and we've got to do things slowly. We've got to do one thing on the to-do list, not all 10 of them. And, you know, there'll be weeks and phases where you are literally like a rocket. But I find with clients and in my own experience, especially with ADHD, those times then seem to produce a level of overwhelm, procrastination, the freeze response. And when you think about it, it's absolutely makes sense, because we go fast and then we slow down and we retreat and we need to recover, recalibrate and kind of get ourselves into balance again. So noticing your thoughts, your unconscious patterns that you might not have noticed before, and just giving yourself that deep, deep, radical self-kindness, radical self-acceptance, compassion. Now, one of the pillars of my work is radical self-acceptance. And it is such a powerful, underestimated component of life. Because let's think about it. If you can bring yourself radical self-acceptance on a daily basis, things are lighter. We are powerful because we are really accepting all of the parts of ourselves. Doesn't mean that we think we are like, well, we should think we're like goddesses, but it's not like an arrogance. It is a deep inner knowing of ourselves. It is a deep inner empowerment of ourselves, of our spirit, of our personality, of all the parts of us. And, you know, can you imagine, and you can sense it, can't you, with people that have done the work, but I don't think of it as work. It's just such a beautiful process that, you know, feel really comfortable in themselves. Doesn't mean that they never get nervous or frightened, but they lean into their fear. They lean into their fear because they know that on the other side of fear is incredible growth, expansion, and new experiences, new things. So whenever you are feeling a bit stuck, you know, lean into your fear. Women with ADHD tend to lean out from fear and avoid it because we have had so many experiences of feeling knocked back and judged and misunderstood. And so it's kind of a PTSD. I really, really do believe that from what I see and from what I experience. And it is our responsibility to recognize that and then to lean in. I know that was a kind of a very kind of, that was like a, you know, everyone used to say, oh, lean in, lean in. So, but I really want you to notice when you feel that fear of something new or a new challenge or a new opportunity for you, and make a different choice. Doesn't have to be all or nothing, but just know that if we can lean in and we can feel the fear and we are willing to go there, we're building up our power pack of courage, of learnt behavior. It's like, even on an unconscious level, our mind is like, okay, she's got this. Our body recognizes it's fine. Fear is very close to excitement. We know that. We're going for it. What is the worst that can happen? This is an emotion. We can never die from an emotion or a feeling. We might not like it, but the more we can hold it close and lean into it, the better, the more powerful we can be in every situation. You know, I've just written a kind of workshop on charisma and how the skills of charisma I mean, charisma sounds like a superficial word, yeah? But it is absolutely a fundamental skill that I think over time we can lose our confidence, and then we kind of lose our charisma. But there's many components to charisma. And this, what I was writing about, being able to be on a stage and do public speaking and nonverbal communication and the way that we present our pitches or ideas so they are engaging, that people want to know more about us. So this charisma piece is just so, so important. And the charisma piece goes alongside, I feel, with radical self-acceptance. Because when you love yourself in a really healthy way, you are super powerful. You can listen. You're a deep listener. You are expressing yourself in the best, most engaging way. You should see me here with my microphone using my hand gestures, because these are such, such important skills. And when we combine all of these skills together, then we can show up to meetings. We can pitch our ideas. We can be on the TED Talk stage. Everything becomes easier. And so coming back to procrastination, when we can love that part of us and know it's our beautiful body, our system, freezing because it's trying to give us a rest because it knows that we're overworked, instead of going down the road of, oh, I'm bad, I'm a bad parent, I'm a terrible leader, I'm letting people down, da, 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 da. No, you are a human that has been doing too much. Let's just give ourselves some grace. Give ourselves a healthy dose of beautiful, beautiful self-love. You know, what are the phrases that you could say to yourself that would enable you and remind you to feel how powerful you are? Everything that's come before you, all the things that you've done, all the things that you are going to experience in the future. And it is the simple things, the phrases that are changing the power of the unconscious mind. We're changing the patterns. We're creating the new emotions that are then going to be able to energetically change the way that we feel, change the way that we think, our thought processes. So set your intention for this week. Hopefully you're going to bring more space, love, joy to your procrastination if you are feeling that this week. And if you don't, well, you've got that in the tank for the next time you do. And just remember that it's absolutely normal. It is a universal problem. And particularly for women with ADHD, I believe that it comes from trauma. And I really believe trauma can be, it doesn't have to be the big dramatic trauma. I experience with people that there's many layers of trauma. That it is like PTSD. It is like a wound that is constantly being broken and reopened. And we need to heal it. We deserve to heal it. Just because we were misunderstood in the past, it's now our time to stand up, accept ourselves, be counted, accept that we can't do certain things, tell the world that we struggle with things, and we get support with the things that we need help on. There is no shame in that. You know, in 10 years' time, things are, I believe, going to be radically different, and we will be able to fully accept everybody, you know, many people with whatever challenges. because, you know, the more of us that can stand up and say and be counted and say, I'm ADHD, I am on the autistic spectrum, and this is who I am, and I have an incredible brain that is just full of intelligence, amazing ideas, all of our strengths, and I have challenges in these areas. And that's it. That is it. And the more that we can talk about it, and the more that we can own all of those parts of ourselves, the more incredibly brilliant we can be. And let's not forget that because of our struggles, it has made us who we are today. And we've got open hearts, and we can feel other people suffering because we have suffered. But then we've also got the ability to really, really work to our strengths, refind our strengths if we've forgotten what they are, or we are not using them to the best of our abilities. So every day we've got the ability to recalibrate, to rework ourselves, to recreate neural pathways, to bring that love and healing to ourselves, to get out in nature, to notice the thought patterns, to notice when we need a rest, to notice when we're procrastinating, to notice when we're feeling that shame cycle, to notice when we're absolute goddesses, absolutely rocking it, learning all the skills of our charisma, bringing them back if they're not as shiny as they once were, setting yourself a challenge, get together with your friend, write the book, get the TED Talk. One beautiful life, my beautiful friend. One life. Let's really go for it. So, on that note, this is very short, very sweet, but I just want you finally, in the final 5 minutes, to just bring awareness to the fact that we are all together in this, that we are never alone. We are supported energetically by the universe, by our friends, our families, our business partners, our co-workers. We are all together in this. All those hearts around the universe, and I like to do this when I am meditating, sending a blessing of loving kindness out to all of the beautiful souls around this world. And I often, if I'm struggling on one particular thing, I just think of the millions of people right now, like little pinpricks of light around the world, also struggling with exactly the same emotional challenge or practical challenge that I am right now. And they could be in New Zealand, they could be in India, they could be in Brazil. But when you just think about that universal connection and all of those people with the same suffering and hurts and heartaches and celebrations all around the world, just like you, it just makes it a little bit easier in those times, that connection. So I love you. You're amazing. Do the things that your heart desires. Do not waste another day shaming, hurting, suffering, because there's always a solution. Reach out. Do not be isolated. If you feel yourselves retreating and feeling like you need to reach out, please reach out to a friend, get physical, meet, do something lovely, fill your soul. Until next time, have an amazing week. Thank you for listening to the podcast, Ambitious Audacious Woman with ADHD. I am Katie Stibbs, and don't forget to download your free strategy guide from www.katiestibbs.com.